It's time for another B moment. Let's let our hearts say, this is my B moment, my moment to be still, to be fed by the Word of God, to be grateful. So today I am thinking about those God moments in my life, whether big or small, and how my needs have been met each time. And when I think about it even more, sometimes the worrying that I do on the front end, the time I spend worrying, could have been better spent. And I had this idea when I learned this fact the other day about Martin Luther King's I Have a Dream speech. And maybe you already know this. I'm just learning this. But I learned that in the final draft of his speech, nowhere is it written the line, I have a dream. Apparently, Mahalia Jackson, who was sitting behind him, whispered to him, tell them about your dream. He trusted himself in that moment to go off script. And God supplied him with the words that would leave the world still referring to it decades later, that this is one of the greatest speeches of all time. It was a very powerful moment, but it was a great sign to show us how God has our moments. He had him then, he has us now. And what I think about sometimes is all of the worrying that I can do on the front end of these moments. Today's scripture is Mark 8:17-21. This is when he's talking with his disciples about them worrying so much. And he says, what about the 5,000 men I fed with 5 loaves of bread? He goes on, and the 4,000 with the 7 loaves of bread. How many leftovers did you walk away with? And the line that sticks out to me is, don't you remember anything at all? And so the next time, I hope you join me today, that I start to worry about my next moment, I'm going to remember my last God moment, when I know it was no one but God who pulled me through. Finally, share this B moment, because others also desire to be inspired.